Sugar and spice and everything nice, that's what little girls are made of. At least that's what many of us were told as kids, but where do black girls fit into the recipe? Edward Morris teaches sociology at Ohio University. He's also the author of a new article, Ladies or Loudies, Perceptions and Experiences of Black Girls in Classrooms. The article's based on his observations in a Texas middle school. The piece is featured in this month's issue of the journal Youth and Society. Professor Morris, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So you studied a middle school for 2 years. What was the racial makeup of the school?
The school was around 45% African-American, 45% Latino, and I think around 7% Asian and 3% white.
And how were the black girls perceived by the teachers compared to the other girls?
Well, I noticed a lot of differences in terms of how the teachers perceived different groups of students, and I tried to analyze this based on the race and gender of the student and how the teachers perceived and interacted with them. And so what I noticed as far as how teachers looked at black girls is that many of them were perceived as being a little bit too loud, and that they were perceived oftentimes as being overly assertive or overly aggressive. And so I observed many instances of teachers telling black girls that they were being too loud in hallways or in classrooms. But this same sort of description was not something that was directed at other groups of students. Other girls, like Latina girls, for example, were not seen as being particularly loud from the perspective of most teachers.
So you use the term loudies, and this is a different gender cut. A lot of times we talk about black boys in peril and the ways that discipline disproportionately affects black boys. Do you think that in the long run, black girls are being disproportionately disciplined?
Right. And yeah, it's a lot of that literature that led me to think about this particular paper, the literature on black boys' experiences in schooling. And the comparison that I'm trying to make is not necessarily that one group is disciplined more than the other or is disciplined more harshly than the other. What I'm looking at is the different ways that groups are disciplined. And so in the same research project, I found that black boys were disciplined very harshly, were often sent to the office and suspended more than other groups, just like other studies have found. But I also found that black girls were not necessarily advantaged in light of this, that they were just disciplined in a different way. And this discipline for them related a lot more to their comportment and their social skills. And so, for example, they were described by teachers as needing to act like young ladies. Mm. And for boys and for other groups of girls, I didn't see that same sort of prescription from teachers. And so boys weren't asked to act like gentlemen, for example.
Other
races of girls were not asked to act like young ladies if they were doing something wrong. So a black girl who was being, assertive in a classroom, oftentimes they were seen as being loud, and then they were told to act like a young lady. Versus other girls or other groups of students, if they were being disruptive, their femininity or their masculinity was not a part of that.
Do you think the girls are going to internalize this and take away any negative messages that will affect their self-worth?
Well, I didn't see that the girls were really affected in terms of their self-worth. But what I did see was that in many cases, they were somewhat confused by this. And what I talk about in the paper, and one of the great ironies here, is that a lot of the behaviors that black girls were exhibiting and being assertive and speaking up in classes were the same types of qualities that were allowing them to become good students. And so black girls really did excel at the school. They were taking higher level classes at a very high rate compared to other groups of students at the school.
Well, Professor Morris, we are out of time. Thank you so much. And Edward Morris, Assistant Professor of Sociology at Ohio University, spoke with us from member station WOUB in Athens, Ohio.